And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, and we are about to count down. I know, that was weird. We are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great little website. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you head on over there.
I think it's a massive website.
Okay, well, it's got a lot of stuff. I won't deny that.
It is Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Park, published every week at that fine website, earshot-online.com, where each week you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts for genres that might interest you, including electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
That's right. And our home online, we have a few places that you can reach out to us. earshot20@gmail.com. That was quite theatrical. I know flourish. People could hear it in the background.
I don't need that paper anymore.
You just threw it away. You made that paper go away. It's earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. And we had the opportunity to talk to one in the first hour of the program. Big thanks again to Ian Kelly for reaching out. And we were able to give him an interview and feature one of his songs from his newest album. He's also on tour, and you can find more iankellysmusic.com if you head to that website. So there you go. That's all it takes, and you get some exposure with us. All right.
Decent exposure.
Decent. What is it? I don't know.
Not indecent exposure.
How many? No, because
I didn't mean decent like pretty good.
I thought you meant like decent crack. As in like I know. pretty decent exposure.
Terrible gag.
Yeah, it's on like what it's we're carried on what? 12 stations? 13? 10?
No, like nearly 20.
Nearly 20. There you go. See, I don't even keep track anymore. So it's decent exposure. It's decent. Okay, we're going to get the countdown going, because if we continue at this rate, people will just
continue to
turn the dials off. And we're going to start at number 10, work our way up, and Brian's going to have the lowdown coming up shortly. We're also going to catch up again with Stephen Karlik. He's got a lot of news about festivals that are happening in Canada this year.
Pretty big new record coming out this week, too. At number 10 up from number 12 is Pie Pie from the record Pagan Day. You're going to hear the track of the same name. And number 9 up from number 10, you're going to hear from Warpaint. Their newest record, which is self-titled, is at that spot. You're going to hear a track called Feeling Right. And at number 8, down from number 6, the Silvermount Zion Memorial Orchestra, F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything. You're going to hear a track from that album. We'll let you know what it was when we return.
Crazy name for an album. Crazy. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 10. We'll be right back. number 9. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 8.
Et tout ce qu'on peut dire, c'est que la musique, c'est vraiment une façon de vivre et pas quelque chose qu'on fait pendant les week-ends. La musique, c'est pas seulement ce qu'on fait sur scène, c'est quelque chose à laquelle tu donnes ta vie, c'est comment tu es, comment tu vis et ce que tu fais.
It's what you are, it's how you live, it's the things that you do.
Et nous, on va continuer sans aucun doute.
We'll continue doing that.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Rains Through the Roof at the Grand Ballroom for Capital Steez at number 8. That's a track from the Silvermount Zion Memorial Orchestra's newest album, F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything. That drops 2 spots this week. At number 9, up from number 10, was Warpaint. Their newest record is self-titled, and you heard a track from that record called Feeling Right. And starting off that set, starting off the second hour of the program, was we count down the top 10 albums of the week. Was Pie Pie at number 10, up from number 12, and the title track from their new record, Pagan Day.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond, and it is the Earshot 20. It's what you're listening to right now. And as Brian said, we're counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation right now on earshot-online.com. Check out that website. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be hearing again from Stephen Karlik. And in a little bit after that, we'll hear the lowdown. Brian's going to let you know some of the stuff that's coming in from the charts below the top 20. But first, we're going to jump into the charts and keep it rolling with number 7.
You're going to hear from Curta Pirat from their newest record, Trauma, at number 7 and from number 4. Here's a track called The Great Escape.
Number 7.
Oh,
Number 6.
It's Earshot 20.
That was Mode Modern with a track from their newest record, which is at number 6 from 14. It's called Occult Delight, and that was a track called She Untamed. You heard Great Escape before that by Kurt Pirat at number 7, down from number 4 from the record Trauma.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20 into the top 10, if you can believe that, and also back on the line with Stephen Karlick, senior editor for Exclaim magazine. And we're talking now about a bunch of festivals, lots of them coming up, and we're going to start with North by Northeast.
Yeah, summer is not yet just around the corner. It's still mildly freezing here in Toronto, and I'm sure it is there as well. But North by Northeast and a slew of other summer festivals have announced their lineups coming up. North by Northeast is, of course, the annual festival held in Toronto, the Canadian answer to South by Southwest. And the lineup is kind of insane this year. We already had the first round of announcements earlier this year, which included St. Vincent, Juicy J, Danny Brown, Mac DeMarco, and others. And they just announced a new wave, including Spoon, Sleigh Bells, Spiritualized, Swans, ASAP Ferg, Toon Yards, Mets, Ryan Hemsworth, Tim Hecker, 10 Tricks Point Never, just a whole long list of acts, and apparently there are more to come. That festival will take place between June 13th and 22nd. It was expanded this year from 6 days to 10 days, so it should be a pretty gargantuan event. Also in Toronto, Drake has announced the lineup for his annual OVO festival. Of course, most of it's being kept under wraps, as it usually is. He brings out all kinds of secret guests. Last year, he brought out Kanye West, Lil Wayne, The Weeknd, TLC, P. Diddy, Mace. It was just insane. This year, of course, it's still a surprise who's going to show up as a secret guest, but Outkast will be headlining one of the days, and that's a big deal because Outkast revealed that they would be reuniting this year, but it wasn't clear if they'd be coming to Canada, and now at least there's a Toronto show. Hopefully they'll announce shows in other parts of the country.
Yeah, and Outkast, I'm a big fan. I really like them, and I think that would be a pretty incredible show to check out. Just if not for anything else, but to see them, they seem like a cool group that would be really cool live.
Totally, they did a ton for hip hop, and of course OVO Fest is sort of, people make pilgrimages to it because it is kind of it's a really big hip hop event, especially if you look at guests who've come before in previous years, Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, Eminem, all sorts of people have come out, so it's kind of a big deal. Also revealed this week was the lineup to Field Trip, Toronto's Arts and Crafts Festival. Will be headlined by Broken Social Scene, Interpol, The Kills, Churches, Washed Out, and a bunch of others. But perhaps the big one for Canadian music fans is that it will include a reunited Constantines, who recently announced that they'd be coming back this summer. In Montreal, Mutech and Electra Festivals have linked up for a joint 15th anniversary celebration with Nicholas Yar, Matthew Deer, Shackleton, and others. And back in Toronto, Foundry, which is a weekly concert series, has announced that they're coming back this year with shows by Fortet, Carl Craig, Shed, Shigeto, and DJ appearances by members of Ostra and Purity Ring. So it's going to be a huge summer here in Canada.
And that all sounds exciting. And of course, people can head over to your website, exclaim.ca, and check out the dates for all that. And the ticket prices seem pretty reasonable too for all these festivals. So check that out. Really cool. All right, Stephen, it's that time. We are waiting on your song pick of the week.
Well, I don't want to be predictable, but I have been obsessed with this new St. Vincent album. It is self-titled. It is out February 25th. The first single from it was Digital Witness, but today we're going to play Prince Johnny, the third track from it. And if you're interested in the song, of course, the cover story on Exclaim is currently about St. Vincent, an in-depth article with the singer herself. Listen to Prince Johnny now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Prince Johnny, you're kind, but you're not simple. By now, I think I know the difference. You wanna be a son, someone. Remember
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Do you love your children? Do you treat them right? Kiss them good morning, kiss them good night. I love that girl. I give her everything I have, and I never have enough. She gets everything I have. Do you love your woman? Do you treat her right? Hold her in your arms, look her in the eye. I love that woman. I give her everything. City all alone. Hear that lonesome whistle in your heart. Tells you all you need to know. And when you hear that voice calling, everybody knows. Those that went ahead of you, singing you back home. You turn around. They take everything.
As a game, using pleasure.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Broken Bells. They re-entered the top 50 and enter our program at number 4 from their newest record, After the Disco. That was Control. And before that, you heard from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings with Everything I Am. They're at number 5 from 11, and their new album is called South. And before that, you heard, I know I threw you for a loop there.
You did.
Stephen Karlik's pick this week, which was St. Vincent, and a track called Prince Johnny.
All right, only a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. But first, we've got a segment that we always do. No, I shouldn't say we always do. Sometimes we forget because we're silly.
Only but once. Only you once. Forgot.
I did forget. But we're going to do it this week.
I gave you lots of dirty looks.
It is letting you know what's coming into the charts below the top 20. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
At number 49 is Drowners, the self-titled debut garage pop album from Matthew Hitt, a Welshman based in New York. At number 43, Sydney-based dance rock quartet The Jezebels return with The Brink, their sophomore release recorded in London. At number 39, Low Fantasy is Sam Roberts' fifth album and second under the moniker Sam Roberts Band. Canadian songwriter Barzin's long-awaited follow-up to his critically acclaimed 2010 album, Notes to an Absent Lover, debuts at number 38 and is titled To Live Alone in That Long Summer. At number 37, Florida melodic pop punk quartet Against Me's sixth album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, is their first since leader Laura Jane Grace came out as transgendered in 2012. Age is the first album in 5 years for pop collective The Hidden Cameras and debuts at number 36. At number 32, having released the Precision EP as a teaser to a solo album, Montreal-based Alden Penner follows a handful of limited-run singles, EPs, and film score work with Exegesis. And at number 26, Toronto's shadowy electro-pop act Trust, now the solo project of Robert Alphonse, release sophomore album Joyland on Arts and Crafts.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. And we'll continue the countdown now. Three more tracks, and we'll be complete for another week. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
The top 3 are sitting still, and at number 3 is Dum Dum Girls from their new record, Too True, a track called Trouble Is My Name. After that, at number 2, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from Give the People What They Want. You're going to hear a track called You'll Be Lonely.
Here is what you want. It's more of the countdown on the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
You turn to dust. there's no human attempt to you've gone right.
It's Earshot 20.
That was the Pack AD for the fifth consecutive week at number one, their newest record, Do Not Engage, and a track called Airborne. Before that, you heard from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Their newest album is called Give the People What They Want. You heard a track called You'll Be Lonely. And starting off that set was Trouble Is My Name by the Dum Dum Girls. They're at number three in a new album called Too True.
Well, there you have it. Another countdown complete for another week. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. And every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all for airing this program. You can also find us online. Radio4all.net is where you can download the program, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. All great stuff. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for keeping it tuned to the Earshot 20, and we'll return next week with a brand new countdown, so stay tuned for that, and stick around because there is more great programming on the way.
Brian. And like Anthony says every week, toodaloo. That's your catchphrase.
Don't ever say
that. Yes, you do. Say it.
Toodaloo. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.